feeling because I was still in the neighborhood. I was still, you know, a part of the hood. And despite all this big shit that was going on around me, I still was the same person. So it couldn't affect me. It never got bigger than me. And I see the same, you know, things with yourself as far as being connected with all your homies. How you started off and how it was all about you and your homies. That's what it was about with me and my homies. Making sure everybody eat, making sure everybody's involved. But as you grow, you lose certain homies because it's called closing the gap. This is the gap when we start. This is the gap as you grow. Notice how you grow and they don't. So how do you close the gap? You gotta come back down. When you come back down, you lose. So you gotta keep going up. That's why closing that gap gotta be them catching up to you. And if they don't catch up, you gotta leave them behind. Because you're getting to the point now where you gotta start cutting out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't look back when you cut them out. Because if they meant to be there, they're gonna be there. Yeah, because I had to cut out family members before. Me and my cousin Daz fell out before. When me and him fell out, it was like, how do you fall out with, I taught you everything you know. I put you in the game. And you go against me. But that's what the laws of the game do. It puts you in a position to where sometimes you have to have these types of situations to see who really supposed to be there.
Indeed.
This shit ain't made for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, everybody ain't gonna be a fucking star. Everybody ain't gonna be the shit. Everybody ain't gonna be what you are. It was 60 niggas that you was rapping with. And out of them 60, you the motherfucking one. And you can go back and try to help all 60 of them, but guess what? Ain't none of them gonna ever be you. And I done it many times where I done tried to make niggas stars, rapped on their shit, took them on tour, damn near gave niggas my shoes, my clothes, my everything. Here you can have all. I can't make you a star. Stars are born, they're not made. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, if you ain't born one, you can't make one. You can't take your energy and put it into somebody and make them what you are. I had to cut a lot of niggas out that I really felt like, you know, man, I wonder how he doing. You know what? I can't worry about how he doing. Because if I worry about how he doing, then I'm going to miss a beat and I might miss my lines on stage and they might not want to pay me like they've been paying me. I got to get this money.